Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. We continue here in the third perek of Maseches Brachas, and again, these Maseches Shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we continue talking about issues of Loeg Larash and other related issues of what Tuma Durabanan is allowed to be pushed off, Tuma Daraisa, we spoke about leaving Eretz Yisrael, Lo Motora, Lisa Isha, all different aspects, a Kohen, being Nosei Kapov, a little bit, some details yesterday, but today we get to other issues relating to Tumas Kohanim. Says the Gemara, Amar Bianai, right on the top of Laman Haman Aleph, Mitame Kohen Liros Es HaMelech, Rabbi Yanai says that a Kohen can go be Mitame himself. Right, what does that mean? Mitami himself, actually, be Mitami Daraisa. Liros is about to go see the king. Right, what kings? This is similar to a Gemara that we have in the Bavli, that they used to try to go see the kings that used to pass by in order to be inspired and to compare to what was going to be. Let's continue. Katsalik Duk Liktianis Malka Lahacha, when a certain non-Jewish king used to pass by, which shows that it's about non-Jewish kings, not about just about Jewish kings, when it used to pass by, Chamun Reb Chiya Bar Abba, they used to see Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Mifasei Al Kivrei Tzur Begin Mechmine, right? They used to see him jumping over graves of Tzur in order to see him. Let's stop there for a minute. What type of tuma are we talking about here? So the Haredim says, obviously, we're not talking about tuma daraisa. We're not talking about going into a cemetery or anything. It's a daraisa. There's no mitzvah asei daraisa to see these kings. It's a nice idea. It could be inspiring. It could make us think about Mashiach, as we'll see soon. But it can't be daraisa. So the Haredim reads this Yerushalmi in light of the Bavli. The Bavli in Brachas Daf Yutes. Delav tuma daraisa ka'amar elav tumas beis hapras derabanan. Right, it must be tumas beis hapras, as we had idea of tumas meis, two aspects of tumas. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later, but different types of beis hapras. But the Haredim says that's what it must be talking about. We have a crushed grave, or maybe a grave that got lost. Some type of tumah derabanan, that's what it's being talked about here. V'chein vada kavanas Yerushalmi. That's for sure the kavanah of Yerushalmi, because we know, deha asar besamach, even we just said earlier, as we know, even for the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, which is the mitzvah daraisa, right? You can't be no say kapai. Remember that you didn't want to go into the shul in order to be able to be no say kapai. Koshkin Leros Samelef, the mitzvah Rabbana Baalmahi, Alakoma the Shori Lasis Lchutzlaretz Kidahatira, you can go to Chutzlaretz, some type of Tuma Durabanam. Fine. And then the Gemara brings the Raya of Reb Chiya Bar Abba. So how does Reb Chiya Bar Abba teach me anything? So two understandings. The Haredim says he wasn't a Kohen. So what kind of raya are we bringing from him? So it says the Haredim lav kohen ave el Yisrael, but it brings a raya that even though this is loeg larash, going over these graves, right? There are a couple types of loeg larash that we've mentioned already, right? Doing mitzvos in proximity, that's one type of loeg larash. Just talking in Torah near them, eating and drinking. Right. Or even doing inappropriate activities we had before, making sure not to go to the bathroom, relieving oneself in a cemetery, or just walking on top of the graves, as is done here. So even though walking over the graves would be an Isser Durabanan of Loeg Larash, still it's allowed for the Yisrael. So we compare that. Just like a Yisrael is allowed to violate going over the graves, Mishum Loeg Larash, so too a Kohen would be able to violate a Tumah Durabanan in order to see the king, right? And that's the hachanami that is mentioned by the Haredim, right? Mitzvah riyas hamelach shara rabbanan, so too the Kohen being in this context. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his commentary, assumes that no, it was, he was a Kohen, right? But, so what's the raya? So we go for graves. But still, there must have been a posech tefach, an airspace of a tefach between the body and the grave, which would mean it's still only drabanan. V'tuma drabanani, destam aronos yeshlam posech tefach, v'chotzitzin b'fnei atuma. So also a different way that this is a raya, right? Either it's a parallel or it's actually a kohen, but he's allowed to go to be able to see, he went to see the graves of the, to see the king passing by, and he went over the graves. Reb Chizkiya, Reb Yirmiya, b'shem Reb Yochanan, mitzvah liros gedolei malchus. It's a mitzvah to go see the pomp and the circumstance of kings out there. L'kishe tavo, Malchus beis David, yehe yodea lahafresh bein Malchus l'malchus. Because you recognize the difference between Malchus and Malchus. You think this is pomp and circumstance. You think this is something very special. Just wait till you see Malchus beis David. Wait till you see that king. Rashi, in Brachas, on Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, his Lashon, in the Bavli, Rashi Brachas Nun Chesam and Aleph, says, Yavchin, right, that's the Lashon of, in Bavli, Shem Yizke Yavchin, Shem Yizke Le'olam Haba, V'yire Bekvod Melech HaMashiach, right, if you're Zoche too, the future, Olam Haba here does not mean Olam Haba like in the Neshama sense. Olam Haba means in the future, and you'll be able to see the Melech HaMashiach, who is a physical king. Yavchin, Kama Yeser Kavod, Not Place Schar Mitzvahs, Yosef Yimashahaya Kavod, Umos Ba'olam Hazeh. You'll see in the future, you'll see, you think this is Kavod, but, we'll see, we should be inspired. We'll see real Malchus, and you'll see the difference between the two. The Rambam describes at length, if you remember the Melech HaMashiach, in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud Aleph, very inspiring, right? Because there, it's not just the external pomp and circumstance, but it's what the person does. The Rambam says, "Amalach Hamashiach, Asid Lamod Ulahachzir Malchus Beis David Lioshna Hamem Shalah Harishona." Malchus, the Mashiach, is going to bring back the government. Malchus Beis David, Ubone Migdash, Umekabeit Nitche Yisrael. He's going to be in charge of building the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to gather in all of the exiles. V'chozrin kala mishpatim b'yamav kishayim mikedem. All earlier rules will come back. Makriva karbanos v'osin shmita v'yovlos k'chol mitzvasan. V'kol shemish eno mamin bo o eno machake l'biya. So, if we don't believe in him, in Mashiach, and we don't wait with bated breath in anticipation, at the Rama's beautiful Lashon, Lo Bashar Neviim Bavadu Kofar, we're not just denying other Neviim, denying even Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, because in the Torah it says it's going to happen. And the Rambam says this is who Melech HaMashiach is going to do, what he's going to do, and what he's going to accomplish. And again, it's going to be very inspiring, and that's why Shem Yizke Yavchin, it says here that if we see the non-Jewish kings, you know, that will go help us be inspired when we see real Malchus. First section. Next. Mahu Shiatame Kohen Lechvod Anasi. What about for the covet of the Nasi? The Nasi was the head of the Sanhedrin. The Charedim says this is an Imtim Salomar question, right? Because we had earlier about for one's Kohen, Rebbe Muvak. So now, if you say that for other Chachamim, there's no heter to be Matame, maybe for the Nasi Ador, maybe there is, because he's the ultimate Rav. Right, the Kavod HaNasi. So the Gemara brings examples. Kadamech Reb Yudah Nisiyah, when Reb Yudah Nisiyah died, Achriz Reb Yanai V'yom V'mar Ein Kahuna Hayom. Very important line. Reb Yanai says there's no Kahuna Hayom, right? Which sounds like you don't have to worry about Tumas Kohanim, and because he is the Nasi, and you could go and be Matami yourself. Kadamech Reb Yudah Nisiyah Bar Braid Reb Yudah Nisiyah. Dachav Reb Chiya bar Abba Reb Zira. He pushed Reb Zira b'kenishta to Gufna the Tziporin, right in that shul where the Levaya was Vesavi, and he was Matamiyim. Meaning you see Reb Zira, who was a Kohen, he became Tame. Kad Damchis Nohorai Achua Dreb, change the Girsa, Achua Dreb Yudanisia, Shalom Rabbi Chanina Bas Reb Imana. He said to Reb Imana, come to the Levaya Velo Salik, and he didn't want to come up. He didn't think that he could be Batami for this Nasi. Amar lei, im b'chayeyem ein metamin lahem. If in their lifetime, what does that mean? To go to Chutz La'aretz, to be metame, I was not metame. Lohan, kosh gimim yisasan. I'm not going to go in the, you know, when they died. I'm not going to go. Amar Rebbe Nasa, what do you mean? B'misasan asu osan k'meis mitzvah. No, maybe it can be better now, meaning in terms of the allowance, because we made them consider the Meis Mitzvah. What's a Meis Mitzvah? Somebody who does not have enough people to bury him. So says the Gemara, that maybe we treat the Nasi, everyone who is at the Nasi, who if you don't have everybody at the Nasi, then it's Ke'ilu, there's not enough, because we need to give him all the covenant in the world, and therefore it's Ke'ilu Meis Mitzvah when it comes to a Nasi, and that's what he says, you should go to the Levi of a Nasi. We don't have a Nasi status, Bizman Hazeh, so what about for great rabbis? What about for great rabbis? This is a big sugya, and the Charedim quotes a lot of the Marmakomos, right here. The Charedim quotes that first couple of wide lines, he says, "V'yafilu kohen gadol mitami lekovro." By a real nasi, it's considered a meis mitzvah, and even the kohen gadol would go out. V'chein kasav Rambam, "Til a nasi yakol mitamin." Everybody goes to havik a meis mitzvah. V'chein kasav Rabbeinu Nissim. He quotes the Ran in Ksubis. Why? Shekeshem shekohen mitami lebeis mitzvah mitpnei she'ein lo shiyasasek mikvuraso. A kohen can be mitami for someone who doesn't have enough somebody to bury him, because that's the big heter of meis mitzvah. That's docha everything. If you're going to do your carbon pesach, you're going to do bris milah, right? Meis mitzvah is docha everything because of kavod abrios. Kach mitami lenasi. So too for the nasi. Shemipnei shekvodo meruba, because his honor should be great amongst Am Yisrael. Ein b'chola misaskin dailafik vodo. Even all those who are misasig are not enough for him. That's part one. But then he says, okay, does this have any lamaisa ramifications? So then he starts quoting the other fascinating makoros. He starts quoting Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim Cohen was made famous by Tosfos. By Tosfos and Ksubis. He quotes Tosfos and Ksubis Kuf Gimel. Let's read it from Tosfos. Tosfos and Ksubis Kuf Gimel quotes Reb Chaim Cohen. Also, the Gemara says there, Oso ayom shemeis Rebbe batla kedusha. That's what the Gemara says. When Reb Yehuda Nasi died, kedusha was batal. What type of kedusha? So the pashtus is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right? Just like the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, all different midos left the world when certain Tanaim left the world. So to Kedusha, there was a certain type of sanctity that Rebbe had, that when he left the world, there was no more. Right? And when it says at the end of Sodom, Mishabez Rebbe, Batli Anova V'yira Shchait, V'yish Lomar Kedusha Bechlau. He was also Kedusha. He had all the Midas. But then the Tosis quotes, V'harav Rebbe Yuchayim Kohen Aya Omer, Il Mali Hayiti K'shenifta Rabbeinu Tam. If I would have been around at Rabbeinu Tam's Levaya, Hayiti Mitami Lo. I would have become Tami for him. Says Reb Chaim Cohen, I would have come to me for Rabbeinu Tam. The high batla kedusha to come aracha. What does it mean, batla kedusha? Chaynu kedushas kahuna. It means kedushas kahuna was batel. Like our lashon. What's our lashon? Our Yerushalmi ain kahuna hayom. Right. Don't worry about kahuna. But the Gemara there in Bavli, Ksubis Kuf Gimel doesn't say that. But that's how Reb Chaim Cohen interpreted that lashon. Ain kedusha. That means ain kedushas kahuna. V'chein muchach. It sounds like, right, if it was just no more Kedusha, it would be forevermore. Oso Hayom sounds like there was something about that day. Ubehedya Omar B'Yerushalmi to Maseches Brachas. Ha ha. Tosas quotes are Yerushalmi. Beperi Mishamesu. Dikshames Rebbe Amru Ein Kuhuna Hayom. He quotes, he reads the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi. That's Reb Chaim Cohen. The A near El Rebbe. And it doesn't appear, this is one of the Bali Atosos now. And it doesn't appear that way. I don't like that. Dekimedume, Larebi, Dehasam, Mairi, Batumas, Besapras, Durabanan, of a Batuma Daraisalo. Right, over here we're talking about Tuma Daraisa, not Tuma Durabanan, as we said, is the context. So therefore, he would not say that. This is the famous Reb Chaim Cohen. It's famous in this context. But he quotes it from the Ravid and the Ritva, and they all quote this. He also quotes this because he would compare it to, he quotes from the tour, right? He quotes from, he's Madame of the God of Aldor to the Inasi. But he quotes from Tosfos that we just read, and he quotes from all of the Gedolim that we do not hold like this. And there are many, right? Why? Because what is he saying? He's saying when there's a great, well, there's two svaras. One might say that there's no, like, because there's such a great gadol, so we're allowed to be metame. We're allowed to be metame because it's like a meis mitzvah. But we say that's probably only derabanan. There's another idea that's found in some sources, and that is, there's no tumas meis by great rabbis and by great gadolim. So therefore, there's no tumas meis. He didn't die with the malach hamavis. Right, he died with the some other way, and therefore maybe that's why Kohanim can be Matami themselves. Right, but it doesn't seem that way because there are Beferish Gemaras. Right, the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says that Rabbi Bana went around and was marking off Maaris Machpelah to make sure that the Kohanim didn't walk in there. You don't get more tzidkus than that, right? And if there's too much Kohanim for the Avos and the Imos, then Lechora every other person. Right, and what about the Gemara in Sukkah, where it talks about the Pesach Sheni Jews? Right, what did the Pesach Sheni Jews say? What made them tamei? Three different opinions, but what for first opinion? No say Arono Shel Yosef. They were carrying Yosef HaTzadik's bones. Well, Yosef, that means Yosef HaTzadik's bones were metame. Which Rebbe is greater than Yosef HaTzadik? Again, Rebbes are great, but Yosef HaTzadik, the Avos and the Imos. v'chulu, and therefore the poskim assume that this is not something that we would sanction. If you look in the Yaradeya, in Shinayin Beis is the siman about heter tuma b'makam meis mitzvah, right? Afal b'shakoyin also likarnas the beis apras, even the kohen can't go into a beis apras, which is an area of tuma d'rabanan, o la'eretz ha'amim, im tzorech leilek sham lisa isha olol motora, this was yesterday's daf, ve'en lo derech acheres yochol laver derech sham, meaning for tuma d'rabanan, afilu im motzei lum b'makam acher, ve'chein avel ha'over derech sham yochol leilek lam acher l'nachamo, ve'chein metame v'chulu. That's it. And then the gets into other fascinating inyana. But the Pesachei Tshuva there in Sifkat and Beis, Ayin Tshuva's Bate Kahuna, but based in Simen Chav Gimel. Shekasa, the Mashinago, Eza Kohanim Lushatech Al Kivrei Tzadikim, Kohanim that go to Kivrei Tzadikim, Ein Lohem Amashi Yismochu, they have nothing to rely on. The Samchi Ahad Isa Ben Medrash, to Amr Elio, Ein Tuma Betamar Chacham Lesa, Shrakasu Tosus, Perakam Akaba Kuf Yadal, Tosba Matsia, O Perakaba Yavimto, Shayadocha Uso. The Iker Tamo, we don't hold of that idea that there's no Tumah. We hold that it's a Meis Mitzvah. Right? Meis Mitzvah. That's the only reason that there would be any type of Heterim. And Bizman Azeh, we don't have that Heter. And that's what, if you want to look also in Rav Avad Yosef, in Yechavadas, in Chelek Dalad, Simin Nunches, he talks about how Mitra Lakonim Lavakir B'ma'ara Samachpela, O B'kev Rachel, O B'shar Kivar Satzadikim, Hatzmunim Barachavi Artin HaKadosh Olo. Are Kohanim allowed to go to all of these places? So he quotes all of the sources, and he says, what about the Ravid, who says there's no Isser today, but he says, Ikol HaMaisa, Shein Lo Oros Heter Bazeh, he does not think that there should be a Heter, even though there's an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer is, Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out, the Avnei Nezer is a Chassidish Rebbe, and he's a major Posek Hador, right? So sometimes the hats get overlapped. And in the Avnei Nezer, he will quote Kabbalistic types of sources in order to determine the halacha. You know, sometimes you have the Avnei Nezer, and you have the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, two separate personalities, but sometimes they overlap. So he quotes here: Ayin Tshuva Avnei Nezer, Shekasav Shekala Tzadikim Sheniftaru Idei Malach Hamavis Metamin Idei Tipin Shemalach Hamavis Rak Elu Shemisu Beneshika Ena Metamin. Whatever that means. But he says, Lafichach, we should tell Tzadikim not to violate and not to be involved. Again, that's his shita, but again, that relates to, right here, Chayib Kohen and our important Lashon of the Yerushalmi, which is quoted by the Rishonim in the Bavli of Ein Kahuna Hayom. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara next question. Mao Shiatami Kohen Lokavid Avivimo. So again, this is not talking about Tumah Daraisa, but Tumah Darabanan. Let's say to go to Chutz Laaretz, which we said is a Tumah Darabanan. Again, we spoke about also Bizman Azeh. We're not really knowing that Tumah. But if it's a Tumah Darabanan, you're allowed to go to Kabbat Aviv Imo. The Haredim says that this the Gemara here was not familiar with the Braisa earlier, or else it wouldn't have asked the question. Lo Shamile L'Shoel, that we learned before, that the Kohen could go for Dini Mamanis and to be a judge and for a number of other needs and reasons, and that, of course, you could go to greet your parents. But also, he says, the Haredim says, we're not talking here about being living forever. Lalechas lishtakeya pshita da'aser. Right? It's only to go greet them and accompany them. So can a person go this lekavod av v'imo? So Rabbi Yassa shama da'tazimi lebotzer. Rabbi Yassa heard that his mother was coming to Botzer, which is a border city in Chutz La'aretz. Asa shalom Rabbi Yochanan ma'alatzei. So yes, Rabbi Yochanan. Am I allowed to go out? Amar lei. Say, if it's dangerous and you want to like protect them from the danger, then pikuach nefesh, then say, then you could go. Wow. I'm not sure. Again, in the days where they were makpid on this Tumah Darabanan, he says, I'm not sure. It's not a need. If your parents are there, obviously, this kibud av aim, but how far does that go? Does that go even in violating Tumah Darabanan? So he says, I'm not sure. Amr Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Od Hitzricha. Odi Tzricha means Sarachiyun, right? Even though we are leaning in a certain direction, as we'll see in a second, but it's not 100% clear. L'Reb Yochanan, or the question is what the girsa is here. Let's skip that. But the Gemara now says, Atrach Ilavei, or Atrach Reb Yochanan Ilavei. What does that mean? Look at the Charedim, right? They realize, Reb Yosa realized that really, based on Reb Yochanan's body language, he really wanted to be Matir. But he had such love for Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't bring himself to say that you could go out. He couldn't bring himself, right? Look at the Charedim. Shehikir mitvarav denoted the shari. He saw the other say mutter. Raki kasha be'enav sheyetzi adam l'chutz la'aretz. V'lakach hevi atam and maisa zekan l'horos chibasam rabba be'eretz Yisrael. What does this story teach me? It shows that even if sometimes there are heterim to go to chutz la'aretz, we shouldn't be celebrating. Right, we shouldn't be, you know, happy about it. You know, it's a tzarech. Okay, you have to. But so, because he saw that he wanted, Rabbi Yosef wanted to go to Chutz La'aretz to see his parents, and he saw that Rabbi Yochanan was really being held mutter, but he just didn't want to matir, so he pushed him. So Rabbi Yochanan, atrechi lave, v'amar, and finally he said, fine, im gamart, let's say, if you've already decided to go and you really want to go, tavo b'shalom. Should go in peace, tavo in peace. Tavo lishalom, bishalom. We're not being makbid about that right now. Shama Rebbe Lazar va'amar aim rishus gadol mizu. And Rebbe Lazar heard about it and said, oh, you have rishus to go. Meaning, don't think this is a bidieved. You got this heter out of him. It's a heter. It's a heter. And you could use that heter and go to your parents. But we see the ahava and the instinctual love that that Rabbi Yochanan had. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out that we say in benching, Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. Eretz Chemda. So what's that lashon of Eretz? The desirous land. So he connected it to the Eitz Hadas, where the Eitz Hadas, it says that it was Nechmad Lamara. Right, it's the same word. Right, it was desirous to Chava. What does that mean? There was some type of magnetic pull that Chava couldn't even explain, that was pulling her to the tree. Nechmad Lamara, even though it went against everything she stood for. But Nechmad, that was in a negative sense. But Eretz Chemda, in the positive sense, there's a magnetic pull that the land has to all Jews. Pulling us back and connecting us, right, even without a logical explanation. But that's like what Rabbi Yochanan had here. He had this instinctual feeling that even though it was mutter, right? The Charedim says that's why this is here, to teach us. Lahoros chibasam rabba be'eretz Yisrael. And that's reflected by the Rambam. You know the Rambam in elsewhere in Malachim, where the Rambam quotes all of in the end of Parakeh, he quotes all of the Chazals from the end of Ksubis about the Amoram's feelings for Eretz Yisrael. Not even in Halacha, but again, but this is in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says, "Gdolei Chachamim ayim menashkim al tchumei Eretz Yisrael, umenashkin avaneha." They used to kiss the border and kiss the stones, umizgalgal in alafra, and roll around in its dust. Afilu halach ba'arba amo zochel lechay olam haba. What all the Gemaras that we had in the end of Bavli Ksubis. And he quotes all of the chil olam yader adam eretz yisrael afilu b'yishru b'gayim val yader b'chutz laretz afilu b'yishru b'yisrael shkol yotzi l'chutz laretz ki ilu obed avod ezara, according to the pasuk by David HaMelech, ki gershuni yomi estapeach b'nachlas Hashem leimor leich avod Elohim achirim. So we have to make sure we have that instinctual connection like Rabbi Yochanan had. Good, we continue. Ma'o shi'itami kohen l'kvod arabim. Next question. All of these. So what do we have today on this daf? Can a kohen be matame for to see the melech? Can a kohen be matame for the nasi? Can a kohen be matame, again, pashas all tumah d'rabbanan, for to say hello to accompany his parents? Now, can a kohen be matame for kavod rabim? Right? If you're within a big group and you don't want to separate from the group, right? Porish benat sibor is something that we try to stay away from. So tani, hayisham shtei drachim eva braisa, if there are two roads, matimos. There are two roads that you could go down either one. Achas rechok of tahora, achas grov of tamea. One of them is further; it's a longer trip, but it's for sure tahora. But one of them is closer to tamea, but there's a potential tuma there, right? Rav Charedim says it's a beis apras, which is a tuma derabanan. Im hayar rabim holchim berechok, alek berechoka. If everybody's going on the far one, they go on the far one. Im lav holch bekrov bekavod rabbanan. But if everybody's going on one road, you can stay with them. You can stay with them because of kavod rabim. It's kavod to stay with them. Says the Gemara, Ad kedum b'tumah shel devreihem, afilu b'tumah shi kedib b'divrei Torah. This is by tumah d'rabbanan, even by tumah d'araisa. Very hard to say that this is talking about actual tumah d'araisa, as we've said. Just not to be porish but not tzibur, you can violate tumah d'araisa. So the Charedim explains, and the other mafarshim explain, we're not talking about tumah d'araisa here. We're talking about two levels within tumah d'rabbanan. Right, we know when he quotes from the Mishnah and the Brises relating in Maseches Ahalos. If you look in Maseches Ahalos, there are two types of Beis HaPras. Two types of areas which have a Tumah D'Rabbanan, a potential Kever. Right, Ezo Beis HaPras. So there's one type of Pesach Bras, which is for sure only rabbinic tuma. That's sada shenechrash bo kever. Right, a sada that was plowed over, right, and the chachamim were worried, maybe there's a tiny little bone the size of a barley seed, that would be mitame. There, we assume that's for sure tuma derabanan, because there's no chash that the kfaris are low down, and we don't really think that there is any chash of a tuma daraisa there. But then there's a sada she'avad bo kever. Right, there was somewhere in this area, there's a grave. There's a grave. And that is possibly daraisa. So says the Haredim, nechrash ikara midrabanan. Right, if it's plowed over, it's purely drabanan. Demi daraisa in lachush klal. There's no chash daraisa. Hilkach afilu birshus hayachid. Right, even what's an afgamina? If it's this tuma is birshus hayachid, we would still be mitaher this type of beis apras because it's pure drabanan. Aval avad bo kever ikaro dvar Torah. Right, it's ikar dvar Torah. If this would be in Rishus HaYachid, we would say Savik Tumah Rishus HaYachid Sveik HaTameh, this type of Beis HaPras. So there is a type of Beis HaPras that ikaro mida oraisa. That's what we're talking about here. So fine, you could go back to the Gemara's question. Fine, you could go Tzarech Rabim, you could be Metameh for something that's purely Durabanan, ikaro Durabanan. What about something that's ikaro, a Durabanan that's ikaro daraisa? So man ma, Demarab Zeira Godol, who Kavod Arabim Shudoche Mitzvahs Belo Sase Shoachas. Reb Zeira said, Kavod Arabim is so great that he can be Doche Alo Sase. Had Amra Afilu Betuma Shimi Divrei Torah. So from that exclamation and lashon and emphasis that, oh, it's such an amazing halacha that one can be Doche based on Kavod Arabim, it must be that he's talking about even by Darais. Fine. Reb Yonah, Reb Yosi, Galila, B'shem Reb Yosi, Reb Chanina, Ein Shorlin Halachos, Lefnei Mitasol Shomeis. Person is not supposed to have a halachic discussion right near a mace. Why? Rashi says, and you have it quoted there in the Charedim, Loi LaRosh, right? He can't be Osik Batorah, right? And therefore, not supposed to have a halachic discussion within a proximity of the mace. V'Reb Yochanan Shol Reb Yanai Kumi Arsei, Reb Shimon Ben Yotzadak. But didn't Reb Yochanan ask Reb Yanai a halachic question at the right next to the coffin of Reb Shimon ben Yotzadek? What question did he ask him? Hikdish olaso lebedek habayis. Right. What happened? What's the halacha if I have a karban, I have an animal, and I makdish it? It's a karban that's a tam, so I'm not allowed to be makdish it for bedek habayis, which just means value kedusha, value sanctity, and I'm going to redeem it from the Beis Hamikdash, and it's going to lose its kedusha. No, if it's a tam, it's a karban, and its kedusha is haguf, and it's going to become a karban. But what happens if I'm makdish it lebedek habayis? Do I also have to give its value to the Beis Hamikdash? Right, it's going to be a karban, but do I also have to give the value? That's hikdish olas or lebedek habayis. That's the question. Right, says the Haredim. Michal kodesh bedek habayis akachim mizbeach v'chayev b'shavim lebedek habayis. Right, well, let's say I already gave it as a karban, and I'll makdish again as bedek habayis. So, but who may give lay? And the Reb Yanai answered. So if Reb Yanai answered, you see they had a halacha discussion right next to a mace. So neimer kadavei rachik. Okay, either say they were farther away, they were four amos away. Oh, kad havon maskel lesidre. They were outside. They were outside. The base was inside, and they were outside. So therefore, there was no violation. Let's continue. First, for Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaul Rabbi Zeira Kumi Asi Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yisak, the same question. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira by the in front of the coffin of Rabbi Shmuel. Neimer kadavi rochik who megevle. Either he was far away. Kadavi karv lo avi megevle. He wouldn't have answered him. He wouldn't have spoken about it had they been close. Period. They just happened to like ask this question of hikdish olaso lebedek habayis, right? That's what he asked. So the Meshech Chachma had different eyes than we all have, right? The Meshech Chachma, if you look at the Meshech Chachma, the end of Parsha Shlach, there he's talking about tzitzis, right? That's what he's talking at the end of Parsha Shlach. He has one paragraph. Starts off Yerushalmi Perek Misha Mesu. The Yerushalmi, he talks about, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he quotes this conversation. He says, it's a machlokes Reb Yanai Reb Yochanan l'shitaso. Where l'shitaso? Nida dafsa machalaf. The Gemara there in the Bavli has a machlokes whether mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo or not. Whether mitzvos can be batel. Reb Yanai holds that you're not allowed to have kilayim on the shrouds of a mace. Because mitzvos won't be batel la'asid lavo. says Rabbi Yannais. Therefore, in the future, you can't be wearing kelayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, betelos la'asid lavo. Okay, it's a machlokas about the mitzvahs betelos la'asid. It's a good question what that machlokas is about. The same people, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai. Vahudib plug tasa, what's the issue of whether mitzvahs are betelos la'asid lavo? Are we going to be totally super tahar, like kedushas haguf? And if we're going to be perfectly kedushas haguf, we're not going to have any need for mitzvos, which make us involved in sanctity that we're involved in only when we do the mitzvah. Kishayu kula mezuchachei achomer, right? Well, there won't be any yetzahara. Umalakal aretz deya. Umiktanav agdolam yedu as Hashem. Im azi yetzorach b'mitzvos. Are we going to need mitzvos in the future? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yochanan. Over there, v'hine mitzvos have kedusha shachal al achomer v'alazman. Mitzvos are chal. It's like an external. It's like a kedushas bedek habayis, right? It's not an inherent kedusha, right? We do a mitzvah now, and then the mitzvah stops. I'll call aver v'aver mitzvos asay. I'll call gidu mitzvos los asay. Right? As we know, mitzvos asay, mitzvos los asay, connected to our limbs and to our sinews. V'hu kedushas bedek habayis. It's like kedushas bedek habayis when we do a mitzvah, right? Torah inherently is that's like kedushas aguf. But mitzvos are like, he compared to kedushas ben kabayis. So the shaila is, in the future, are we going to all have kedushas haguf that we're not going to need mitzvos or not? That's the conversation between Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why when they're standing at this lavaya, that's when Rabbi Yochanan is asking this question, which has to do with mesim. It doesn't have to do with anything else. He's asking about the mace and bed the kabayis, and maybe it's talking about kilayim on the mace. V'alzeh shalor Rabbi Yannai eich tomar day mitzvahs b'tzelos asalavo halo az hakedusha yechal al etzem hanefesh kedushas aguf u'ba makal mitzvahs masi oshin kedushas damim v'chulu, and he continues about it. Whoa. So you can finish reading that Meshech Chachma. It's at the end of Shlach, and he discusses, he explains to us why Dafka, this question was asked at the Levaya. Finishing up, Tani, haktefayim asurim benilas asandal. Those that are involved in carrying the mace are not allowed to wear sandals with straps. Shemi yifsokim sandal oshalachan mehem. One of them might rip. Venimsa misakim ne mitzvah. Then you're going to have to like bend down and fix your strap. Maybe it was more common for straps to get ripped in those days. And then you can be misakiv from the burial. Reb Zeira shra b'dibura. Reb Zeira was one time shra b'dibura. What does that mean? He fainted. Shrabidibura, but they didn't know he fainted. They thought he might have died. Atut bon miskafne, they tried to lift him up. Vashkachuni yani, and they found that he was talking. They found like he didn't die. They were just like reviving him. Amrule, Mauke, and they asked him, what happened? What were you thinking about that made you faint? Amra lahon, lachon da asina al shem v'acha yiten alibo. Right, it says that he's supposed to be better to go to a levaya than to go to a wedding. V'acha yiten alibo, so I was putting it on my heart. And a little too much, maybe, Rav Zeira said, and he fainted at the levaya. That's the pshat of the Sefer Charedim. The Rav Zirlio gives a different pshat, that maybe he was just walking straight, he wasn't looking around, and he wasn't saying anything, but we did the pshat of the Charedim, but you can look at the Rav Zirlio, who gives another pshat. Okay, we will stop here.